That's the decision. You take in what is good for you, you call it sugar. If it is not good for you and it's good for everyone, what is the name of this for you? Poison. That's the basic of the animal stuff. He said, ah, that one doesn't work. You have to go beyond this to divide the universe to something which is good for you or is not good for you. You are not at the center of it. Then you could understand the state of unity. Because with the state of separation, you created sugar and poison. You label it poison, right? The hunter will call it a successful hunt. But you call it poison. You have to go beyond that. Yes?
12 books of this style and fashion were drawn up in writing by the enemy to the religion of Jesus.
This is the enemy of unity. But he doesn't understand it. Yes? John, you go on. You're sleeping.
Showing how this difference lies in the form of the doctrine, not in the real nature of the way. He had no scent of the unicolority of Jesus, nor...
Because he's playing a game with the words, and he will create something for Jesus, which is the big jar that they will store wine in normally, or vinegar. And he will say, Jesus has none of this, which is the carrying the essence of unity. And this fellow doesn't understand it. Yes?
Nor had he a disposition from the tincture of the dying vat of Jesus. From that pure vat, a garment of 100 colors would become as simple and one-colored as light. Is not the unicolority...
Here he emphasizes on something. He said, oh listen, all these colors you're looking at, these are the illusion. There is some unicolority, some unification. This guy doesn't see it because of the colors. Could you explain this state of unicolority to this young fellow here, 6-year-old boy? There is a color that could cover everything. It's a state of colorlessness. You remember the mirror I was talking about? The mirror has no color. So it's colorless. Therefore, mirror shows all the colors. All the colors happens in that reflection without the mirror having a color. Unification is something like that. Here, one long paragraph we are going to see. Within this paragraph, there is a moment that Jung himself will say, oh, I'm trying to appreciate this state of hap and God. And this appreciation is nonsense. Because I'm using adjectives and words, and again I'm separating the meaning. It's not like that. So he's attempting to give us the source of that unification. Of course, a little bit of it. We know that this unification is the subject of Book 5. We know that's a period. This unification is one of the 7 steps to perfection, right? Here he's trying to give you something. That something is state of non-existence and things like that. So be ready now for the masterpiece. He gave you the example of all the garbages we have in our intelligence, which they don't agree with each other and go on and on and on. Now he's trying to show you the most simple picture of that unification. Yes.
Is not the unicolority from which weariness ensues. Nay, it is like fishes and clear water.
Did it make sense to you? If it did, please tell me, because it couldn't. In Persian, it's somehow different. You see, when I say colorlessness, suddenly you think about somewhere without color and you get bored, right? You said this is not colorlessness that is boring. This is colorlessness of water for a fish. When there is no garbage in the water, the fish is happy. Fish doesn't get bored and say, oh, I wish there were some stuff in here. So he's describing that colorlessness, that unity, which is not like this, and say, first of all, it's not boring, it's beautiful. Then?
Although there are thousands of colors on dry land, fishes are at war with dryness. Who is the fish and what is the sea in simile that the King Almighty and Glorious should resemble them?
But remember, the example I'm making is a stupid. I'm talking about the fish and the water. I want to talk about the harp. I want to talk about the source of existence beyond the logic. This verbing and making the sentence and the thing will not do. Remember that. Because in existence,
myriads of seas and fishes prostrate themselves in adoration before that munificence and bounty.
Now he starts to do some of these monajats he normally does. Now we will go a couple of lines, we will hear them all together. He is saying that it's like this, that unity, that state beyond the logic. I want to talk about this like this, it's like that, it's like that. Then he'll say, oh, I'm saying the good words which mean nothing towards that. Let's hear them all. Yes.
How many a rain of largesse has rained so that the sea was made thereby to scatter pearls? How many a sun of generosity has shone so that cloud and sea learned to be bountiful? The sunbeams of wisdom struck on soil and clay so that the earth became receptive of the seed. The soil is faithful to its trust, and whatever you have sown in it, you carry away the kind thereof without fraud. It has derived this faithfulness from that faithfulness, inasmuch as the sun of justice has shone upon it. Until springtide brings the token of God, the soil does not reveal its secrets. The bounteous one who gave to an inanimate thing these informations and this faithfulness and this righteousness. His grace makes an inanimate thing informed. His wrath makes blind the men of understanding. Soil, soul, and heart cannot endure that ferment. To whom shall I speak? There is not in the world a single ear.
He's looking at you and saying this. There are a couple of people sitting around my youth and say, who am I talking to? Nobody has an ear even. Yes.
Wherever there was an ear, through him it became an eye. Wherever there was a stone, through him it became a jasper. He is an alchemist. What is alchemy? He is a giver of miracles. What is magic? The uttering of praise is the omission of praise on my part. For this is a proof of being, and being is a sin.
You see, you can't read it. You should notice that these verses are extremely difficult to be translated, because he's using the words, you know, in prayer and appreciation of the beloved, especially when this beloved is metaphysics and is God, and you're trying to use the words and rhyme and musicality and all that, could not be translated. It's playing with words, but at the end, you start saying, whatever I was talking about is somehow nonsense. Why? Why was nonsense what he said? You're not listening. Please repeat the last verse.
The uttering of praise is the omission of praise on my part, for this is a proof of being, and being is a sin.
Being is a sin. When we say God is, we're talking nonsense. Because is and is not, both are beneath him. He should be above that.